What up, what up, what up? What's going on, America? We got a lot of things to talk about, so we're going to jump right into
it. Let's do it.
All right. While many body armor companies rely on paid Instagram influencers to test their armor, look, I'm just going to tell you, Spartan Armor Systems, I have one. I literally have it in the back of my truck. You could say I'm a little paranoid. I got that. I got a rifle. I literally am prepared for World War Z to happen. Spartan Armor Systems are amazing. They lead the USA. Military loves them. Cops love them. Go to SpartanArmorSystems.com to get the highest quality American-made body armor and save 10% plus free shipping with the code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's Graham. Protect what's yours with the best quality armor in America. SpartanArmorSystems.com. That's SpartanArmorSystems.com, offer code Graham. I just released a 15-minute video online, and I'm pretty sure by the end of this recording, I'm going to be in some serious trouble. And so we'll see how that goes. If I ever do decide to run for Congress, I may have just ruined it. but either way, I just can't take it anymore, man. There's a lot of things that we need to talk about. There's a lot of issues that we need to address. There's just a lot of things and hypocrisies that we need to talk about. I said it on the video. I'll say it now. We don't have a race problem in America. We don't. Shut up. You're a moron. I'm sorry. You are.
Yep.
You are. You don't pay attention to the actual facts. You pay attention to emotions. That's what you pay attention to. We don't have a gun issue in America. Shut up. You're a moron. I'm sorry. I feel like Ricky Gervais at the speech. Shut up. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care anymore. You're wrong. The stats and the numbers prove you wrong.
Right.
Okay. We don't have gender issues in America. Shut up. You're a moron. I don't care. You're wrong. Okay. We don't have those problems. I love Megan Rapinoe talking about how she has won all this stuff and she's done all these things, yet she gets paid less than the men do. Shut up. You're a moron. I don't care. You get paid less because your sport makes less.
Right.
That's why you get paid less money. It would be like me saying, well, I work for a local news station and I do the same job as the people at Fox News
or an
in
actor.
New York. Yeah. 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 I work.
I'm a local actor.
I'm a local actor and I do the same job.
Johnny Depp.
I've won all these local awards.
Yeah.
I do Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah. But the Rock. No, let's do a woman. But Scarlett Johansson makes a lot more money than
Sexism.
Me. Shut up. I don't care. And a lot of people get so mad at me. They're like, Graham, you're supposed to be a Christian, but you tell people to like, shut up. And that's so mean. Shut up. I don't care.
Christians can have a backbone.
If shut up had been a word, I really believe Jesus would have said shut up from time to time.
100%.
I think Jesus went around whipping sinners.
Oh,
right?
Tax collectors.
Tax collectors.
Well, hold on. He didn't whip sinners now. No. But he did. He flipped some tables in his day. All right. And if Jesus didn't, he for sure surrounded himself by people who would have.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So let's just go right across the room. Let's talk about the music video first. Lil Nas X music video. Jake, thoughts?
Super bizarre. I listened to the words first. Like, I saw the music video and I was like,
they're
okay.
They're just as bad as the video, but go ahead.
Yeah. I understand what he was saying. He could have went a lot of directions with that music video, and he went the creepiest, weirdest way possible. So, yeah, really weird. I will say, though, Nike has denied every step of the way.
Nope, don't jump. We're not talking about it. We're talking about the music video first. Noah, instant reaction. Oh, hold on. So overall.
Overall, it's weird. I think the fact that he has children as an audience is the problem. Like, if he's a grown adults can watch that kind of stuff, whatever.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The
All
kids
right.
watching.
Got it. All right. Noah, thoughts?
It looked like it was straight pornography. Like, it was literally when he goes to making out with the devil and giving him a lap dance. Like,
he had sex with the devil.
Yeah. Literally, pretty much, like, so. I literally do not. And then
dry humped.
Literally.
No, that's not porn.
I was completely soft pornography for children. And it was literally, I mean, the Garden of Eden snake, like the whole thing. That's literally my thoughts. Speaking I was tongues. Like, okay. Yeah, I was so shook. I can't even.
Zach? I'll be honest. I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I was. Well, just, I heard about it. And I was just like,
Zach,
no.
It's going to be really hard for you to continue to be on the show to give opinions if you don't. If you don't
I'll
watch,
play
this watch
it. I'll play it.
We're
over
talking
here.
About.
I'll play it.
No.
Over
okay.
Here.
All right. So overall, though, Jake, your view is, even though it's really weird and all this stuff, at the end of the day. He's a musician. He can do whatever he wants.
We protest against cancel culture every day, and I am one who does not cancel anybody unless it is harming children. So that's the problem. Why are children seeing that music video? And usually, it's the parents' fault. And if he like self proclaims his audience is children, then that's a problem too.
Okay, so I 50-50 agree with you. Mm-hmm. He 100% doesn't have the right to do what he's doing, and here's why. Because we no longer have systems in place to protect children. Remember back in the day, you used to have parental advisory albums, and you had to go to a store to buy it. Yeah. And if you weren't over the age of 18, guess what you weren't buying? The parental advisory album.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. MTV, same thing. All
that
right?
goes back to a YouTube parents problem, right? They can see a whole bunch of crap on there.
But that's my point. We've removed, with the digital era, the rules have changed. Mm-hmm. Okay. And unfortunately, the rules have changed to be there are no rules. Well, yeah. It's not our fault your kid saw it. Well, you did kind of readily make it available, YouTube, because there's a kids' tube. We've talked about this.
Right.
But what about kids that are like 12?
Yeah, you have to confirm your age a lot.
Okay. Is that video may now be marked as you've got to be a certain age. Was it when it was first released?
Should have been.
Should have been, but probably not. Okay, because they know exactly what they're doing.
And that's YouTube's fault.
They put but that's my point.
Yeah.
So therefore, if the rules are different, you don't have to confirm your age to freaking download songs.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when the parameters are no longer in place for children, you're right. Okay. Back in our day, we had Marilyn Manson and all this other kind of stuff. There's been weird demonic crap for forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, you couldn't just go and buy Marilyn Manson music. You as a child, you couldn't do that. Now, we all had our ways, okay? Right. But at least there were deterrents, all right? And at least they checked the box. But like, yeah, there's a parental advisory label on it mm-hmm. that automatically means it's not suitable for children. So therefore, children can't actively go into a store and buy a parental advisory CD. We don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, it's difficult to find the non-explicit versions of songs.
Right.
I've tried. I've like looked because I grew up on radio, like it's been a while, and then bleeping out like every other word, or rap songs. And I learned the rap songs the bleeped out way.
Yeah.
It's hard to find those. Like it is very difficult to find those things here. So the rules have changed.
That's just a 100%. Reflection of our culture too.
Well, exactly. And that's the point. Mm-hmm. That's the problem I have with it. We're okay with that. Okay, nothing will happen to Lil Nas X. Nothing.
No, he's getting praised for it.
Not exactly, but we have freaking literal debates amongst adults on the gender of a toy potato.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss. Yeah.
Okay, number one trending thing in the world for mm-hmm. several hours. Okay, that means that it was so important. All right, go to Twitter right now and try to find Lil Nas X. It ain't on there, in the trending section at least. It ain't on there. Mm. It's not. Okay? We should at least be having some kind of conversation. All right? But what is actually on there? I don't think it's on there now, but it was like number like, I don't know, 10 or so. Are these shoes that he's now come out with. And it's literally called Satan shoes.
Yeah.
Creative.
Literally. Not subtle references. Yeah. The box is like, as soon as you open the box, it is like souls being tormented inside the box.
Yeah.
There's pentagrams on it, and there's apparently actual human blood. Oh my gosh. The fluid in the air pocket in the shoes. Mm-hmm. All right. right. Same thing we were just talking about. I said it bare fact. I've got a literal go bag in my truck. I've got body armor. I've got a gun. I've got multiple guns. I've got two pistols, an AR.
You're very ready.
Yes. And I have a bare fact. Look, guys, bare fact is awesome. You never know how much time you have until you don't have it anymore. The average EMS response time is 37 minutes, and an emergency time is critical. For example, an arterial bleed can kill someone in just 90 seconds. That's why I recommend every American have a bare fact. All right. These things have everything you can imagine to deal with a medical emergency, to include CAT tourniquets. CAT tourniquets have saved so many lives. I can't even, it's hard to even put it into words. This is one of those things. It's not big. It doesn't take up a lot of room. And you don't know that you need it until you need it. And the coolest thing about it is if you use any of the parts to save your life or someone else's, they will replace it absolutely free. Go to refugemedical.com and get 15% off all their first aid kits with the promo code GRAHAM. That's Graham. If we've learned one lesson this year, it's to be prepared for anything. Refugemedical.com. That's refugemedical.com. Promo code Graham.
Who's blood?
I don't know. They're $1,000 a piece, and each one has one drop of blood. So you could give yourself a paper cut and get about 7 or 8 of those shoes.
No, you could probably give yourself a paper cut and like do all of it. Yeah. Okay, anyway, here's the problem I have with this. Okay, and Nike, like you said, Nike has come out and said, well, we actually didn't make that shoe. Well, yeah. I call BS. All right. I call BS. Every day here at 912, we have to worry about copyright issues, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we can't use the Nike swoosh on our shirts because if we use that, we'll get sued. Okay. Yeah. These are Nike shoes. Like, they have the swoosh. They have all this other kind of stuff to it. Can't Nike like do a cease and desist kind of thing? Yeah. Like, do they not have the power to be like, this is probably not the best thing?
I feel like if we made blank t-shirts, right, and we were in a partnership with some company that we gave them 10,000 blank t-shirts and they went and put like drops of blood on it and everything. It's like, we didn't create that product, but we supplied them with the t-shirts. So then
I still feel like Nike has the right and the ability to do cease and desist.
But wouldn't
like,
Nike probably want to know what design was going on there?
You really think Nike is stressing over pissing somebody off over 666 shoes?
No.
So the truth is they really don't care because Nike uses sweatshop workers to make all their crap.
Yeah. So it could be their blood.
It could be. All right.
Yeah.
But again, you're right. It's a free world, whatever, you know, do whatever you want to do. But are kids going to be able to get this? You know what I mean? Do children have access? Are parents going to be buying these for their children? Like who's buying this stuff?
If the parents buy them for their kids.
Literally commented. They're like, I want the 666th pair of the 666.
Nice.
And then I'm going to turn around and sell it for like $100,000. And here's my question. How do they know what sizes are going to be what?
Yeah.
Size 6.
Size 6? So only people with a size. Lil Nas X is a little guy. Maybe he wears a size 6. Anyway, okay. The point is this. All right. All these things that we talk about all the time are so offensive and so terrible and so this and so that. And we have to cancel everything. All right. I'm not proposing that we cancel it. Like I said, we had Marilyn Manson. Madonna was making out with a black Jesus in her music video. I'm not saying that we haven't been doing weird crap for forever.
Freedom of speech.
What I'm saying is there is a vast hypocrisy over who can and who can't.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting at here. Okay? And we're fixing to talk about vast hypocrisies on actual real life things that actually matter. And so let's talk about guns now. Okay. So last week, the number one trending thing in the world was Boulder, Colorado. Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody knew that it was a white supremacist terrorist. Everybody knew that it was probably a Trump supporter wearing a MAGA hat. Probably looked like me, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what they want.
And I did say that in the video that I made just a minute ago, is that, you know, there is this new stereotype going around.
They were hoping so bad it was you.
There is this new stereotype going around that mass shooters are me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that's what a stereotype is. When the vice president's niece tweets out, she knows it's a white person because the person was detained and not shot, then it obviously was a white guy. Because if it was a black person, they'd be dead. The second they found out that it was an immigrant from Syria.
Never had.
When's the last time you heard about it?
Gone.
Besides us talking about it. When's the last time you heard about it? What about the Virginia Beach mass shooting that happened over the weekend? You guys hear about that?
Nope.
Nope. No. Obviously not.
Three black dudes.
Yeah. I did hear about it, but yeah.
Well, yes, us hearing about it is kind of like, yeah, of course we hear about it, like we pay attention to it. But the point is, people who don't pay attention to politics heard about Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
They heard about Atlanta.
Yep.
They didn't hear about, they heard about Boulder, Colorado until they figured out it wasn't a white dude. And Virginia Beach is, where is that?
Philadelphia.
Even on Fox News. Where is it? Where are they talking about it?
Didn't hear about the story of the dude who stabbed the 12-year-old at the McDonald's while yelling white.
Yeah, we ran that, and everybody's like, oh, all you focus on is the black people doing it. No, I'm focusing on the fact that if you're going to talk about one, you got to talk about all of them.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm focusing on. And we seem to have a pattern of we're skipping every other race but white people shooting people.
Yeah, we're talking about people who kill black people, and we point out the crime statistics of Chicago. That's racism to do that?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely it is. Because how you don't know their life.
Yeah.
It's actually been fact-checked now that just because it's gun-free or gun control is in Chicago, that doesn't mean that the other surrounding states are not gun-controlled. And now the other surrounding states are being blamed for the guns coming into Chicago because 19% of the guns that have been seized in Chicago were from Indiana.
Right. And that now they're even saying, like, well, just because he was a Syrian in Boulder doesn't mean it wasn't because of white supremacy.
Somebody, and I don't remember the exact quote, but somebody said something like that. Just because their skin color isn't white doesn't mean they're not morally white.
Nice.
What does that mean?
So you can't have actually said that?
So basically
now,
race?
No, now they're saying that if someone who is not white does something bad, it's because inside they're white.
They're feeling white.
Well, also, people don't know, like, the color skin, white, okay, Russians are white, a lot of Iranians are white, Syrians, like, they're all white, except
Irish,
for Africa.
Italian,
why
Spanish,
can't we, like, why French. Can't we have honest conversations and just say, hey, every person who breaks the law or kills somebody is a degenerate and they suck. I don't care what color they are.
Because that's targeting everyone but white people.
I don't care what color they are. There are, and I did say this in the video, but it's a 15-minute video, so people will never get to the part where I talk about this, where I go, you know, we've got some degenerate, I said, we have a culture problem in America. Mm-hmm. There are white cultures that we have a problem with. Absolutely. There are some black cultures that we got some problems with. There's some Hispanic cultures that we got some problems with.
Yeah.
Okay? Asian cultures we got some problems with. Everything. There's problems with everything. But the problem is we're only focusing on one narrative because only one narrative is taking off right now.
Yep.
Here's the thing. Black people have been killing black people in Chicago for forever. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a crap that black people are killing black people in Chicago, all right? If you were black and you actually cared about Black Lives Matter, you would care about those things, but you don't, right? Right now, the George Floyd opening arguments are right now, literally, as we're talking about this.
Yeah, and Thomas Sowell said something super interesting this weekend on Twitter, which I think is worth noting. He said, we seem to be getting closer and closer to a situation where nobody is responsible for what they did, but we are responsible for what somebody else did.
Absolutely.
And so that's what you're seeing right now.
He's so brilliant.
Yeah, he's an awesome political scholar and just all around economic scholar. And you're seeing right now is, you know, if this person's skin color kind of matches up, it lists the rest of the skin color, the entire nation.
And how, like, as black people who look back on the 60s and say, like, this is what we went through, you know, being segregated, this is why we're so mad. And now people are trying to segregate white people. It's like, well, what do you expect to happen when these people are segregated? You think they'll be happy about it or you think they'll revolt?
Yeah. You know? And I don't want to blame the Biden administration for the shooting, but I do blame the Biden administration for this cultural narrative of appointing people into their cabinet solely based on what Their skin color.
Skin color, yeah.
Like, it's completely based off of what minority they come from.
Duckworth. And not, Duckworth and Hawaii, they're both.
Yeah, and Biden completely bent the knee to that. And so it highlights skin color on instead of what they actually
credibility.
Did. Exactly. Yeah. So, and if they're great people in that position, then awesome. Then they're great people in that position because they have the resume to prove it. And you're seeing the same thing in the shootings where it's not necessarily about who they are or what they did. It's mainly based off of who what they look like.
Right.
Which is completely the opposite of what Martin Luther King said.
And like everything, colonization of Europe and everything that they always talk about, you know, our white history, that had something to do with that Syrian grabbing a gun, yeah. Like colonization.
Even crazy. the Chinese Holocaust. Right now, they're executing people completely based off
Muslims.
Race. Yeah, the Muslims and their ethnicity, but no one's highlighting it enough because it doesn't fit the narrative.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Again, going back to the first part and including this, and then we're going to get into the last part here, which is probably going to take a little while. Here's where I stand. I'm with Jake. I'm not pro-canceling anyone, period, okay? Because this is a free country, and as long as you're not, you know, hurting someone else's freedoms, then what does it matter? However, I do think that because of the digital era, you know, can you go on Facebook and see if the Lil Nas X video is on Facebook?
Yes.
Really quick, just see. I'm just curious if they've put a parental advisory thing on it yet, because it wasn't over the weekend. So let's see if it is now.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at like WAP,
no, it's right there. I just clicked into.
Okay, there you go.
It could be because of my age, but I'm just saying.
Hold on, let me look. Let me look. Hold on, bear with us, really quick. I'm trying to do this for a reason.
Yeah, I wonder if they know your age through your profile and.
That doesn't make a crap. Do you know how many videos I have includes graphic or sensitive nature over it? That means nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Means nothing. Where's the video? Yeah.
Well, I feel awful.
There it is, right there. Yep, just nothing. Plays. As of 3 days ago. So 3 days ago, and it's still there. Mm-hmm. Not covered up, not anything. All right, your credit card company found suspicious charges on your card. That's simple identity theft. It's annoying, but they cover it. The type of fraud you really need to worry about is home title theft, a devastating crime that takes you off your home's title. And you're not covered by insurance or most identity theft programs. That's why you need Home Title Lock. Here's how easy it is for your cyber criminals to get you. The title documents to our homes are kept online. The thief forges your signature on a quit claim deed stating you just sold your home to them and they are the new owner. Then they borrow money using your home's equity and leaves you with the debt. You won't know until late payments or eviction notices arrive. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with your home's title, they help shut it down. Let's get you protected. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter radio for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. Okay, so here's my point, all right? I just put out a video, and I did not show his video. I did not show the video of the DC incident that we're going to talk about. I did not show the video of the Virginia Beach shooting. I'm simply just talking about it. Watch me get dinged.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Yeah. Timestamp this, okay? And if I get dinged, we're going to post this clip right here, all right, about the fact that the Lil Nas X video is fine, all this other kind of stuff. That's not graphic or too sensitive for people to see, but for me to simply address it, it's too sensitive and includes graphic content in nature, so I'm going to get dinged for
it. And that's the hypocrisy we've been talking about this whole time, so we can't be too surprised by it.
I'm not surprised by it. I'm tired of not talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired of just be like, well, you know, they hate conservatives. Yeah, we know. But if we don't point out the fact that your children can literally go to Lil Nas X's Facebook page right now.
Which many do.
Which a year and a half ago, he did the Old Town Road song and it wasn't that big a deal, right? So a lot of his fan base, as he says, are children. Because that was it was the number one song in the world for a long time.
Didn't he walk on stage with Trump at some rally? I'm pretty sure he got on stage and is like, you know, Trump said, oh, this good guy or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to
check on that.
I mean, you may want to check on it. I feel like he's not a Trump voter. Just throwing it out.
Well, there. Now.
Anyway, but the point is your children literally right now can go on and see that. There's no blocks on it. Go to YouTube. YouTube have anything on there? Lil Nas X?
I did go on Twitter the other day, and it was blocked for sensitive content, and then I refreshed a few minutes later, and it was unblocked.
All right, so. Let me go to Twitter. Let me look here. So this is live experiments here. Lil Nas, there he is. It's just his name is Nope. What a stupid.
So YouTube, there's no content blocker advisory either.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm doing it without.
Yeah, I'm having to people tweet every three freaking hours. So it's hard to find the actual real video.
Yeah, nothing for me.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think it was Trump and Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I think that sounded right.
But okay. Here's the thing is Lil Nas X, everybody remembers the Yoda Boy from Walmart?
Yeah.
He has a song with him. So, even if the Yoda Boy, what's his name? Mason Ramsey.
Anyways.
Hold on.
This guy's
I'm trying to find.
He's so 14 years old.
3 days ago.
Known for the Angry Birds movie. Was on Lil Nas' first song. Yeah, first hit.
And this goes back to what I was saying earlier. The problem is not the content. The problem has never been Grand Theft Auto. It's never been Grand Theft Auto. The problem is the parents who let their kids play the game or watch YouTube without supervision or get on Facebook. What child is on Facebook? You shouldn't be until you're at least 13, hopefully 16 if it was my kid. But
even still, though, isn't 13 too young?
You'd think
to freaking at least see PG-13. That kind of stuff. Like you had to be 18. To buy, I don't think he posted the actual video on Twitter.
By the age of 16, it's not like you're grown up enough, but you can handle a guy dry humping devil.
But I think you have to have a standard. That's what I think. I think you have to have a standard.
I also think if you're raised right, though.
The problem is we don't have a standard.
Yeah.
We don't have a standard. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about... let's talk about the video that I sent in a mass text, and your wife is the only one that responded. I send a video.
Yeah. It was Passover.
And I can't believe that nobody freaking responded to it. So if you have not seen the DC video of Muhammad Anwar, is his name, or Anwar. An armoire is that's like a piece of furniture. I apologize. Anwar. It is... insanely, I can't.
It's awful.
I can't believe that hasn't been dinged on Twitter yet. Yeah. To be honest with you, and it should be.
It's literally a guy getting murdered.
I don't understand why we don't just lock up all Trump supporters right now.
But okay. So for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, all right. There was a video, and it's a 13 and 15 year old black girls, and they're trying to steal this Uber Eats driver's car
with a taser.
They tased him. I did not bring that up in the video. I probably should have. Either way, they tase him. They try to steal his car, and this dude ain't letting go of his car. He ain't letting go of the car.
Kind
of
rightfully stupid. So.
If you don't have a weapon.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
And the girls, I guess, put it in drive, and they freaking hit the gas pedal, and this dude's hanging out the door. And it literally hits what are those cement things?
Locks. It was
things.
There was two things he hit, and it was
he was probably dead right then.
Yeah.
All right. It hits him twice, and then you hear a screeching sound and this huge crash. And the dude filming it is literally running down the street. Mm-hmm. The car is now on its side. Muhammad Anwar has been thrown and he is dead. He's on the ground dead.
Yeah.
These National Guard soldiers are there because, they're occupying DC right now, due to Lord Pelosi, are helping the girls get out of the car. And then you hear the girl literally as she's stepping over the body of the guy she just killed, wanting to know where her phone is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. In the video, she's trying to go back to the car to get her phone.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that.
Literally,
I
like,
it off.
Literally, like, steps over, and then the National Guard people are like trying to keep people away from the car. Why are these girls? And I realize they're girls. Why is their face not in the pavement? Immediately,
it was around the corner. They probably didn't know what happened.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It don't freaking matter, man. You at least hold on to them. But here's the thing. All right, so if there's one blessing of this video, it is this: it completely and totally disproves the cops hate black people and shoot them on the spot.
Yeah,
in an instant, because these girls were detained. They are now in custody and being charged, rightfully so, with murder. Okay,
over a car.
Which, by the way, CNN did not describe that.
No,
as
CNN called it an accident.
And I think the...
Hold on, I'll read it word for word. Hang on. Dude,
the district attorney of Washington, D.C. also gave a lecture on how to protect yourself if your car is being jacked and didn't even mention this story.
All right, hang
and
on.
And would not mention the girls either.
Okay, police said the girls, 13 and 15, this is CNN, assaulted an Uber Eats driver with a taser while carjacking him, which led to an accident in which he was fatally injured. So that's how they're automatically spinning it. So here's my question. If it had been two white kids with a black Uber driver, and I'm asking legitimately, I am not trying to
stir racial
divide. Yes, any race, but especially the black and white one right now. Okay. Yeah. Let's be adults here and let's be honest. Okay. Let's be honest for just a second. That's the one everybody's focusing on. Okay.
You can do it, guys.
Be honest. Okay. White people are the enemy. That is the narrative that is being pushed. I'm asking a legitimate question, and I want you to answer honestly what the CNN headline would have been. Would it have been a 13 and 15 year old white kids?
It would have been Islamophobia. That's what it would have been.
Well, no, or black. Racism is alive and well in D.C., blah, 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 this, and that. Two white teens murder black Uber Eats driver. I'm asking you honestly. We don't know the answer to that because that didn't happen, right? But can you honestly say to yourself that it would have been spun the same way in the narrative? The answer is absolutely not. However, perhaps Muhammad Anwar's death will not go in vain. I know they're already going to try to not try these kids as adults, all right, because they want them to have a life. Like, I've read the comments. Be like, as horrible as this is, they are just 13 and 15 years old, and you know, they should be allowed to have a life. That goes into what you said earlier, Jake. Well, at around 15, 16, you should be able to handle.
One was 15.
One was 15.
Yeah, she should be charged.
You got to pay the consequences. If you do something like that, like, consequences have got to come on them.
That's an adult level crime. You're going to face the adult level punishment.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But nobody's talking about it. You know what's not trending on Twitter right now? That.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's no calls to say his name. All right, guys, everybody knows my good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. He is under attack. He has had, I think it's 24 retailers stop carrying his products. He's lost over $65 million simply for wanting to stand up for fair elections. So here's what I need everybody to do. I need you to support conservatives and support conservative businesses. I need you to go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio offers. Save up to 66% when you use my special offer code GRAHAM. That's Graham. That's MyPillow.com and use the offer code Graham, or you can call 1-800-596-2509. Go right now to MyPillow.com, offer code Graham. There's no protest in the streets.
We need car control.
Yeah.
Why isn't that something that people are talking about? We need taser control.
No, what they're going to do is they're going to try to say, well, you know, these girls probably came from a background where, you know, they've been oppressed their whole life, mm-hmm. and the he streets are them. So dangerous to walk around that they felt they had no other choice but to try to steal this car so they would be more safe.
Yeah.
Going down the thing here.
Side note, if you don't have a weapon and someone tries to steal your car, give them the freaking car. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Well, this guy probably thought he could take two teenage
girls. That's the other thing. Like,
and
I got this.
And wasn't expecting them to freaking put it in drive and, you know, just ram the accelerator there.
Even if you have a gun, sometimes it's better to just give up the car.
I read the guy's GoFundMe, and he is like the main financial supporter of his entire family. And I'm not talking about his kids and his wife. It's like his cousins, his aunts, his uncles.
Through
and like,
Uber Eats.
Yeah, through Uber Eats. So like he's literally grinding for every cent. So he's not just seeing his car go. He's seeing his family's livelihood.
Yeah.
And now it's completely been utterly destroyed by these awful human beings. Dare I even call them that?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So
that was racist.
So okay, but here's the question. Here's the question, because there are legitimately I have kids, and so I try to put my children in this, and I'm being as honest as I know how to be. If my children had done that,
100%,
I would expect as much as it would probably kill me, I would expect justice to be served for their horrific actions.
There's no excuse.
And then while they're in prison, maybe, you know, they can be really rehabilitated, and maybe they can atone for their sins or their crime. Let me not say sins, okay? Because people remind me all the time when they listen to the show, Graham, I really don't like you talking about your Christian viewpoints of things. So let me just say this. Atone for their crimes.
Yeah.
Okay?
I bet you they won't get charged with murder. It'll be manslaughter.
It'll be manslaughter.
And, for sure.
And they'll go to juvie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sin atonement is obviously different than modern day consequences. Like these people can ask for forgiveness and get the forgiveness that they need.
And then,
but there's still the real world consequences. Just because you've apologized, gotten forgiveness, asked for forgiveness, that doesn't let you off the hook for real world consequences.
Yeah, right.
You do the time.
Let you off the hook with God. That's it.
Exactly. Now that's how I view it. But there are legitimate, I would say it's 50-50 down the middle, man. Legitimately. I've read the comments already, 50 minutes into this video. It's probably 50-50. 50% is, I agree 100% with everything you're saying. The other 50% is, you are a racist piece of human garbage, and I hope you die.
Well, feelings mutual.
That was Jake. I didn't say that.
These are the most racist people on the planet we're talking about.
Yes, these people that post these things, okay? If you'll notice, I did not say that black people are the problem with America.
Right.
It's not what I said.
No.
That is not what I said. In fact, I even held the white culture to accountability in 100%. This video. Because I said we have a pocket of white culture that we do have a problem in.
Yeah, 100%.
Black people, if you can look at your entire black culture and say that there's not a problem area.
Anything to work on at all?
There's nothing to work on at all.
Every culture has that.
Every culture has that. And that's the truth, and that's the truth that we're not talking about. But real quick, before we lose the point here, okay, if we can't hold the 13 and 15-year-old accountable, because they're 13 and 15, well, then who can we hold accountable? Because that dude's dead. His life is gone. He's an innocent guy. His family's got no dad or no brother, no son, nothing. He's dead. So who is held accountable at that point? Does his life just not matter?
Yeah, and they were obviously grown up enough to do what they did. You know, they acted like grown-ups.
How'd they get in the Uber thing in the first place?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
but my point is it the parents? Should the parents be held responsible and then charged over the actions of their children? Well, that doesn't seem right. Because at the end of the day, we're all individuals. Okay? You can only train and teach your kids so much. Okay? I know a lot of people. Who was it? This can be argued. A lot of people don't know. A lot of like horrible people were abused through their life and things like that. But there have been cases of people that had completely normal childhood.
I'm pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were pretty normal.
Well, a lot of people will pick that apart and probably say, well, there was probably all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, all right, rules of three. All right, people that's got three siblings. All right, you and two others.
Mm-hmm.
Rules of three. Two of them probably going to turn out all right. And then you're going to have, what they call it, the black sheep of the family?
Yes,
me.
Okay. You can have multiple kids come from the same home mm-hmm. and they all turn out completely different ways. Okay, so everybody individually has their own decisions they have to make as a person. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to get at here is, if they're too young to suffer the consequences of their crimes, well, then who bears the responsibility for the life that was taken?
Honestly, it should be the parents, in my opinion. Like, after you just explained it that way, because if they are children still and we're classifying them as children, it's up to the parent. Like, you want to classify them as an adult
but
or a child?
But that's a slippery slope, too. Because then what if you have a kid one day and they go murder 18 people? Should you go to jail for that?
No.
Okay, we'll see what I mean.
Yeah, it's like, a tough one.
It is tough. Yeah, the only thing that makes sense is to hold the person accountable.
Yeah,
it's clearly partly my problem though, because if my kid kills somebody, I screwed up.
I don't think you should be able to give children the death penalty.
Yeah.
Do I think that they should go to jail for the max sentence of murdering someone? Yeah, I do. Now, there is an age gap there. I mean, you could say, well, what if an 8-year-old did it? Highly doubt an 8-year-old is going to be able to,
hijacking.
I highly doubt an 8-year-old is going to be able to pull that off. I fight a 10 and 8-year-old every day in wrestling matches. I highly doubt it's going to work out that way. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say a quick and beautiful note about this weekend is on SNL, they made a joke about gun control. And so Colin Jost is like, well, this isn't a well-regulated militia, referring to the Capitol Police, whatever. It was a knock on gun control. I don't even care. The beautiful part that came after that is Michael Che, the black host of the Weekend Update, responded by saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I went and got me a gun after all these white people started talking about defunding the police this summer. Which is so...
Wow.
It's awesome to actually hear SNL say something like that, because it's so true. Like, there is this huge group, and I'm sure a large proponent of the censorship of this video and complaints about this video and the silence of other crimes and elevating crimes higher than the other because of the race is done by a lot of just woke white people mm-hmm. who are just trying
white
to...
White guilt.
Yeah, they're trying to... I don't even know, pay their dues.
Rid themselves of the guilt.
By demonizing more white people so that they can just... And the whole reality is it has zero to do with race. Like Thomas Sowell said, is like, it's not about one group or one culture or one ethnicity. It's just about one person who made an idiotic choice. But somehow the woke culture intends to divide everyone by segregating crimes based on culture.
And in turn creating real racism that will actually cause the problem that they're saying is happening
100%.
Already.
And the Asian hate crimes that you're seeing. Like, if you go into the statistics about that, like a lot of African Americans in California are hurting Asians in California.
And Asian people know who's attacking them. Now the media is trying to say, like, now white people are attacking Asians.
Why can't
we just
call it bad people are going to do bad things no matter what their skin color is?
Well, that's my point, is that when you see the crime statistics, it's not like we're holding the African American community accountable for any hate crime.
See, those were hate crimes. And when we call everything a hate crime, it muddies the water and we can't tell the difference anymore. Those were hate crimes. Yeah. Those African Americans knocking out Asian people, and there was a huge pandemic of it. I shouldn't say pandemic, a huge surge of it. That was targeted.
Again, if the roles were reversed, this DC thing, they'd be pushing to make it a hate crime.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, is that like it has nothing to do with race. And there shouldn't, even the hate crimes, it's not like the African American community declared war on the Asian American community.
Check, as we're speaking,
it was completely outlandish just to blame an entire ethnicity because of the idiotic choices of one person or two people or even a group, a gang of people. You can't even, that there's so much gang violence in America and you don't see anyone just attributing it
to
one.
I'm on Twitter right now.
Right.
I'm on Twitter right now. The top 25 things trending in the world right now on Twitter. Muhammad Anwar is nowhere to be seen. The Virginia Beach mass shooting, nowhere to be seen. The Boulder, Colorado shooting, nowhere to be seen. However, the number two thing in the world right now is the George Floyd trial. Let's see what else is on the list here. Hold on. Number 11 is Satanic Panic. So basically everybody,
Christians are losing their minds
over this. And then, Old Town Road is trending.
Nice.
At number 24.
Good for him.
But this is my point.
That was his point, by the way, too. Attention.
Oh, 100%. Again, absolutely.
Money.
Do you see, like, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching, do you see, and if you're listening, do you hear all I'm trying to say? I'm not trying to say that black people are the problem with our culture. I'm not trying to say that Asians are the problem with our culture. I'm not trying to say that white people are the problem with our culture. There are a lot of white people that are sorry pieces of garbage. There are racist white people. But guess what? There's a lot of racist black people, too. There's a lot of... You want to see some racist... Never mind.
Go to China.
Yeah. Yes.
You'll see some racist.
Can I touch on the Old Town Road thing? Do you know why it's trending?
Why?
The rapper, one of the rappers, Joyner Lucas, who was featured on Old Town Road, tweeted this.
He's pretty good.
I think the biggest problem for me is the fact that he don't understand Old Town Road is every little kid's anthem. Children love him for that record.
Man.
They tuned in and subscribed to his channels. So with no disclaimer, he just dropped some left field-ish and all of our kids seen it. Shaking my head.
Joyner Lucas.
Well, there
props,
you go.
Man.
Lil Nas X responds. He retweeted. Yeah, yes. Give him an applause.
Joyner rocks.
Lil Nas X responds by saying this. I'll let the applause roll out. I literally sing about lean and adultery, excuse me, in Old Town Road. You decide to let your children listen. Blame yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my point. All right, Logan Paul is in a very similar category, and his brother Jake Paul, in my opinion. Now, yeah. I've never met these guys, but they are very much the same way. A large percentage of their audience are children, kids. And I realize you can't stay a kid forever. Like, I get that.
Like, and you also can't prevent who watches your stuff to a degree.
Correct, but it's the same reason... How come we sit here and we go, should we talk about that or is it going to make it worse?
Yeah. Like, election integrity.
Like, no. But we've literally had conversations of, I know that I could get a viral video if I say something about this.
Yeah.
How many times have I said, I'm not going to do it because it's just going to make it worse?
Yeah.
Shouldn't these people have the same amount of... I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for?
Discretion.
Reservation or self-control, right? Shouldn't they do that? And then it goes even deeper than this. What about the radio? What about the record companies? What about
FCC,
all these people? Yeah, what happened? Guys, when NWA came out, they literally tried to shut them down in the government, okay? Eminem, same way. Shut them down in the government over this stuff. But at least Eminem had the stones to come out and say, look, your kids should not be listening to me.
Yeah, right.
Period. You should not be listening to me if you are a child. But again, Eminem came out in the late 1990s and the early 2000s. Parental advisory labels were there. CDs were still a thing. Yeah. You couldn't just download crap. There were systems in place. That's why parental advisory labels were invented in the first place.
Yeah. Well, the other element to that is that we were talking about, we find ways to get those CDs that have the parental advisory. I had the Slim Shady LP. I was probably 10 or 11. And I have no criminal record. Like, I listened to Marilyn Manson. I played Grand Theft Auto at probably 12. I have one speeding ticket on my record.
I'm not saying.
So there's also.
I'm not saying that people that listen to that song are going to become Satan loving homosexuals. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's no checks and balances anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. WAP is the number one single still. But yet all these other things are so offensive that it has to be taken down. Again, listen. It's like in a court of law. Everything else is just noise. Listen to the actual lawsuit.
Yeah.
What is the actual lawsuit? The lawsuit here is that we have this mass cancel culture outrage mob that only seems to happen and only seems to occur when it is Dr. Seuss was a white guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, they thought the Boulder, Colorado shooter was a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second that it doesn't fit that specific agenda, Chris Pratt comes out in support for a church. And literally they try to end his career because that church is anti-gay marriage.
Yeah.
Newsflash, most Christian churches are anti-gay marriage because that's kind of what the Bible says. Anyway, the point is, but that doesn't happen when right. Lil Nas X wants to be a Satan humper.
Yeah.
In politics should only be for ages 16 and up. If you're interested in politics under the age of 16, I'm very, very sorry for you. So when they fact check us and try and like, you know, you're dangerous kind of information. Well, these are all adults receiving this information for the most part. Like Mr. Potato Head, all that. They're trying to protect our kids and then allow WAP and Lil Nas X and all that.
Yeah, and all these regulations are completely governed by the woke culture. So if they even censored something for being satanic, and me and you talked about this weekend, is that Satan is not actually the name of the devil. Like, the name of the devil was Lucifer. Satan directly translates in Hebrew to the adversary, the villain, or like the evil one. Mm-hmm. So I'm confused on why all these pro-Satan people just love the adverse, that like the being the bad guy, just being what's so attractive about everything bad that we have to shove it into kids' faces.
Yeah.
Again, it all goes down to, I view my job currently is to tell you the things that nobody else will tell you. And what nobody else will tell you is the truth is, we have a people problem in this country, and it's across, it knows no gender. It knows no political party. It knows no sexual preference. It knows no race. It knows no religious preference either. People are bad inherently. I do believe that. All right. Yeah. You know, that's a very Christian worldview perspective, and I realize that, and I know some people aren't going to agree, but we're born selfish into this world, and we have to learn to be selfless. It's things that have to be taught to us. Same thing. Why do you get charged with murder when you yell fire and somebody dies? Because people inherently are going to save themselves, whether they trample over people or not. It's a very rare quality. That's why firefighters and policemen and military, that's why these people really are the 1%. Because it is not the normal human response to hear gunshots and run towards the gunshots. Mm-hmm. Okay? People, as a human race, not a race as in terms of color, but as a human race, people are inherently selfish creatures. We have to learn to be selfless.
Well, C.S. Lewis, he said, we were born on a planet behind enemy lines. I thought that was a cool way to put it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's true. We have a people problem. And until we can have the honest conversation of the problem is with people across the board, instead of the problem is with white America or the problem is with black America. As Americans, we tend to have an American worldview, which is very natural and obvious, but we also are very ignorant to the way the entire rest of the world is.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're oppressed in America, you have no idea what oppression is.
Yeah.
You think you're poor in America? I love Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins says the poorest person in America is still in the top 1% of wealth in the world.
Yeah. You think it's homophobia here? Go to Iran.
Yeah. Marry your husband in Iran and you'll both get your heads cut
off.
Anywhere
in the Middle East, really.
Yeah, but that's my point, right? Until we address, and I realize people buy, well, we don't live there. We live in America. Yeah, I know. So stop making it a race thing. Stop making it a gender thing. Stop making it an LGBTQ thing. Make it a people thing. Hey, people suck. And just like life, death, and taxes, that's the way it's always going to be. People are going to suck. We have a people problem. Okay? We don't have a gun problem. We don't have a race problem. We don't have a freaking, anti-gay problem. We don't have any of that. We have a people problem. In every culture, every demographic that you can possibly imagine, we have people problems. That's why the gun debate is stupid, because if we have a people problem across the board and evil people are always going to do evil things no matter what you do, if criminals are always going to be criminals no matter how many laws you make, shouldn't everybody have a gun?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't everybody have an equal opportunity of chance to defend themselves? How long are we going to continue to let, because the news, the media is corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The media is not interested in the truth. If any anchor on TV was to tell you the actual truth, they would tell you the fact that every single culture, every single city, every single county, every single school district, every single everything has horrible people that are going to do horrible things. It is good versus evil, period, across the world. And if you don't believe that, you are a moron. It has been that way since the beginning of time, whether you believe it's 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years, whether you believe in God or you don't, good has versed evil since the beginning of time. And one's winning. Now, it shifts from time to time. But something's got to give. There ain't no equal amount of bad people versus good people. Either good is winning or bad is winning. And that's not from a Christian perspective. Look at it just from a, I don't know, just from a war or a societal perspective. Either crime is winning or law is winning. There is no in between. And all this other stuff is just noise. Like I just said, in a court of law, everything else is just noise. What's the actual lawsuit over?
You got to prove how, because I'm white, it means, you know, you were negatively affected. Good luck.
I read somebody while I was doing my live feed. They're like, you know, Graham Allen hates black people. Okay, sure, whatever. I mean, Jason's black.
Yeah.
Literally deal with black people every single day. I couldn't love Jason anymore if I wanted to. He's my business partner. Truth is, we make a lot of money together because he's awesome. He's a good dude. He's a solid guy. I have no problem with black people. I have no problem with Asian people. I have no problem with nothing. I have a problem with horrible, degenerate people. And that's the truth. There are degenerate blacks. There are degenerate whites. There are degenerate gay people. There are degenerate straight people. There are degenerate Christians. There are degenerate children. There are degenerate
trans
people. Women, men, degenerate politicians, degenerate presidents, degenerate everything.
Preachers.
Priests, preachers, Supreme Court justices. There's degenerates everywhere.
Vice presidents.
Especially vice president right now. And that's the truth. And it's time for us to start realizing and talking about the truth.
Yeah.
Stop with the identity politics. Stop with the woke cancel mobs and tell the truth. We have a people problem in America.
Yep.
And that's all there is to it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dear America podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to check out 912united.com and GrahamAllen.com. Thank you for joining, and we'll see you again next time.
See ya.